Everybody, and welcome to an all-new edition of Bone with Bobcat. I'm your host, the one and only Bumwine Bob. We are back live, our first live show in just about a month. So those of you out there that have, you know, been upset and waiting, we're back. We're live, sfdradio.com, Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. That's where you can find us. But just because we didn't do any live shows for a few weeks, that doesn't mean you couldn't have kept up with the recorded shows in the archives. We had a great show with Aaron and Uncle from Uncle the Podcast. And then I also had my special Bumwine Christmas edition of Boning with Bobcat. So if you didn't get a chance to check those out, check them out in the archives. They are out there for your listening pleasure at your convenience. So cheers to that. So as I said, hopefully everybody had a great holiday season, stayed out of trouble, enjoyed some fine beverages, some of your favorites, some classics, maybe something new, maybe somebody brought a new beverage to one of your gatherings that you attended, and maybe you made somebody else a fan of one of your favorites. You know, maybe somebody went down the malt liquor road that maybe wouldn't have thought they would have traveled there, but you led them down that path. So cheers to you if you're out there and if you helped out somebody this holiday season in their drinking escapades. And, you know, as we were just chatting before going live here, you know, about any New Year's resolutions you might have made when it comes to the world of drinking. If you'd like to tell us about it, you know, feel free. We're always open to hear what you have to say out there. The phone lines are open, as always. You can call in while we're here live at 855-229-1666. And let the world know the good and bad of the holiday season, be it, we'll go all the way back to Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and anything since then. And, you know, hey, screw it. You know, we're doing it. We're doing it as always here on Boning with Bobcat. And, you know, when we had Aaron and Uncle on, they gave us some of their holiday drinking tips. Prior to that, we had Juice and AP on the show giving you their holiday drinking tips. And I was doing fairly well myself for the holiday season up until Christmas night when I got hit with the stomach bug, which then kind of put a delay on some of the posts that were scheduled to come your way at bumwinebob.com. But now we are righting the ship and getting the ball rolling as always, and as we like to do here. We had a new beer of the week this past Friday we're going to get into. We have our buddy Crude giving you his New Year's resolutions, his tips for the new year. We crowned some Bumwine Bob NFL Pick'em champions. So we have a lot of great stuff to get into for you guys this weekend. Before I get into any of that, I do have to toot my own horn, as while I was staying up late on Christmas night, making sure that I would secure the 2017 Disc Shooter Football League Fantasy Football Championship. Now, I know I don't like to get into too much, and I know people who talk about their own fantasy football teams and their own issues can get, you know, if you have no stake in that league, people can really care less of what your team has done or what they, or what you think and hope they will do. But, you know, somehow I made it to the finals, made it to the championship game, was able to hold on, up by 5 points going into the Christmas night Eagles game. I was able to secure the championship, and then proceeded to celebrate that victory by throwing up multiple times that night. So cheers to that. But we're all fully recovered here now, after those fun escapades, and we are sipping on, as we speak right now, the bumwinebob.com beer of the week, a classic that was supposed to be leading you into the new year, but sadly, due to the aforementioned bumps in the road we had, the Old Milwaukee is the current bumwinebob.com beer of the week. This was something that I kind of just came across in my travels, as always, braving the holiday rush of the liquor stores the Friday before Christmas. I was out, had to stop in, and right there on the shelf was a 12-pack of the Old Milwaukee for, I believe it was $8.99 for a 12-pack of this. And this is another beer that has kind of started to make a resurgence. Once again, I've seen a lot of people posted on Facebook and Twitter talking about the Old Milwaukee, and I don't know if prior to this if I had had it before, but I was pleasantly surprised with how smooth the Old Milwaukee is, and this one comes in at 4.6%. ABV, and is an award-winning classic basic beer. As I said, goes down smooth, tastes great. Doesn't have that cheap beer taste that I know most of you out there are know what I'm talking about when I say that they have that. And I know McStud was one that likes to say that kind of the metallic kind of can taste to it. This one here, I have to say, was pretty good, and a great one to come across here. So I was happy to come across it. I wasn't specifically looking for it, but it happened to just be there on the shelf. So you can't not pick up a 12-pack for it. And at $8.99, like I said, that's a great deal for 12 beers, and that will keep you occupied. And this is one that I think is pretty much good year round. Well, you can have it now on these cold days that we've been having here, but I also think as a nice summer beer, the Old Milwaukee would be perfect. You know, I have it here right now in my Bumwine Bob brown bag koozie to keep my hands warm while I'm drinking it. So the koozies work both ways. So don't think I'm not going to give you one final koozie plug, because the brown bag specials are still only one set available, and it can be yours for only $8. You get the 40-ounce koozie, and the can size brown bag koozie. You get a foam koozie. You get some coasters, some magnets, and some pins. So these are the final set of brown bag koozies for only $8. We are closing out and clearing out the 2017 inventory as we get ready to restock in 2018 with some new merchandise. So if you missed out on the koozies on this first run, you have one final shot to get yours, and that's the brown bag koozies, the brown bag specials for only $8 at shop.bumwinebob.com. So be sure to check them out. And like I said, they'll keep your beers cool in the summertime, and in the winter here on these cold nights, you pick that ice cold beer out of the fridge. You know, your hand gets cold. You put one of these bad boys on it. It'll keep your hands warm and your beer nice and cold, so it goes down smooth. But for my little koozie plug there, I do have to say the cans here, you know, Old Milwaukee since 1849. These are the American Pinup series. So you get the Pinup Girl on your cans. So that's a nice added bonus for you. But the next series, I believe they said, is coming around. It might be out already. I don't know. I mean, these ones, I don't know how long they've been sitting out there on the shelf. Like I said, I picked these up the Friday before Christmas. But the date on the bottom of these cans is July 24th of 17. So they've probably been sitting around there for a while, but still pretty good in my book. So that's the Old Milwaukee, the bumwinebob.com beer of the week since 1849, an American classic, an American tradition, perfect any time of year. So be sure to check it out, hit up your local liquor store and see if they have it in stock for you. And if not, as always, like we say, you know, hit up the clerk, tell him Bumwine Bob sent you, and say, why the hell don't you have these beers? It's the beer of the week. I got to start getting some of these liquor stores to, you know, get a nice special, maybe like a light-up display or something that we can put the Bumwine Bob beer of the week out there in the flashing lights for everybody. And as we, you know, keep moving into 2018, I do have a couple other beers on hand that we will be featuring and trying out and seeing what gets a thumbs up and what gets a thumbs down. You know, I posted something earlier last week, you know, saying we wanted to bring everybody back to their roots at bumwinebob.com and the world of bumwine. Because, you know, 15, 16, 17, 18, we're going on 4 years here of bumwinebob.com. We're going to be hitting 3 years of the podcast come this February. So we're trying to shake things up. Maybe we'll get a little wild. we don't know what's going to happen next. You know, the sky's the limit, as we always say. And, you know, if you want to be a part of the team, come on down, hit me up, let me know what you want to do, drink reviews, drinking stories, specials, features, hell man, I don't care, whatever you want to do, whatever can get more eyes on the website, bring more awareness to the world of bum wine and cheap booze, malt liquor, anything you see out there on the streets. You know, feel free to hit me up with any suggestions. I mean, every time I say, like, I go into liquor store, I mean, I'll spend, you know, a half hour out there looking up and down every aisle, looking for something new. I mean, the other day, I went to a new liquor store, picked up a six-pack of King Cobra cans. You know, the premium malt liquor with the smooth taste, 6% alcohol by volume, you know, the King Cobra is always a fine choice, and I'd never seen a six pack of 16-ounce cans before, but hey, you know, I came across it. You can't not buy it. You have to give it a shot and throw it out there for everybody. So like I said, you know, if you come across something different in your liquor store, pick it up. Let us know how it is. If you have a suggestion, let me know. You know, we're still trying to overcome the sadness and the sorrow of the loss of the Night Train Express. I've still yet to personally find any stragglers out there or any bottles on shelves. I know I had somebody reach out to me on the Bonus Bobcat Facebook page the other day, saying that they were looking for the Night Train, if it was still out there, if they could find it. You know, one of the, you know, somebody, my boyfriend's been following Guns N' Roses on their tour this past year, and he has mentioned several times that trying Night Train Express is on his bucket list. Would you know if Night Train is still sold in the USA? Is this something that can be purchased in either California or Washington? And I told her, I said, you might be able to find it. There's no guarantee. It's still out there on shelves. I mean, unless people are out there now stocking up, like we said, I know Crude went out there. He stocked up. He cleared out all the Night Train he could find at one of the local liquor stores in his area. If you can find it in yours, be sure to head over there and pick up what you can. It's a hot commodity. You got to be able to come across it and find it. But with the Night Train being, you know, quote unquote, discontinued by Galloway's, Thunderbird being produced in limited quantities, we don't know what's next in the world of bum wine and cheap booze. You know, we still waiting to hear about the Thunderbird, the hard citrus brew that I still have one can sitting here waiting. That was something that, you know, they were pushing a couple years back. You know, they did all these tastes and all these events for it, and then all of a sudden they just go quiet. Nobody hears a thing about it after that. So, you know, a couple people told me that they were going to get out there and see what they could find out, see if they could find a way to push Gallo to bring back the Night Train and the Thunderbird. I mean, I don't know. I mean, my fingers are crossed. I hope that we can have it. We can get it back again. It would be, you know, perfect. It would be great to find out and see, but who knows at this point what we'll get. Will they work? Will they not work? I don't know. It's just one of those things that we're waiting to see. Now, apparently, according to our friends at Miller Coors on the malt beverage realm of things, the new Spiked Blue Razz of the Steel Reserve Alloy series is surging as we speak. I'm just looking at the link here, you know, straight from the blog here. I'll look at this. If you do this here, you gotta, you know, verify. You know, you think by now they would remember that the Steel Reserve Alloy series finishes the year with a surge. You know, the Spiked Blue Raspberry surged in sales and finished 2017 on a torrid run, along with the Hard Pineapple. So the Miller Coors introduced a lineup to bring flavor diversity to the economy segment, a key point of entry for new legal age drinkers. The goal with products like the Steel Reserve Alloy series is to appeal to and retain customers who may otherwise migrate to low-priced spirits, which have been stealing shares from beer over the last few years. So I think we know what they're talking about with the Steel Reserve Alloy series and the Four Locos of the world. So that's something that is on my list to still find. I got to get my hands on the new Spike Blue Raspberry for a Bumwine Bob review. So fingers crossed, I'll be able to hopefully get that soon. I have a good feeling it will show up. I've been to some places that have a wide variety of the steel reserves there. And, you know, it'll be great to try out and see, because, you know, while we're losing some of our old-time favorites in the bum wine world, you know, we're trying to make up for it with these malt beverages, these other drinks that are out there. Now, it will never fill in the void the same way that the Night Train Express will. But, you know, we'll take what we can get at 8% ABV compared to some of the other classics that we all know and love that are harder to come by these days. I know there's been a lot of change in the cheap beer world. Budget beers making that surge, like always, like we said here with the old Milwaukee and all the other classics that we featured on the 2017 Bum Wine Bob Budget Beer Tour that were out there. So there's a lot of things out there, and as we, you know, keep on moving and we embrace 2018 here, we'll see where the road takes us when it comes to bumwinebob.com, Bumming with Bobcat, the blog, the podcast, and all the good stuff that comes along with it out there. And if you're out there listening, whether it's live here, if it's recorded, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to and enjoy the Bumcast, will be there with you every step of the way. And I'd like to thank again everybody who took part in the 2017 Bumwine Bob NFL Pick'em League. We had a great season, a really close race when it came down to the final few weeks of the 2017 season. For the first time ever, we have co-winners of the league. We have the Stalkers, who can also be known as the J-Man from IWS Radio, and also Kyle, who ended up tying with 170 total points. So congrats to the both of them. I know kind of over the last few weeks, the Stalkers started to creep up the rankings and try to make their way to the top there and knock Kyle down. I know over the past few weeks he was leading the pack. You know, I had a very small sliver of hope myself to try to, you know, get the championship trophy in my hands, but in the end, the two of them, they tied. That gives J-Man the victory, you know, two out of the past 3 years in the Pick'em League, even though this year he's got a share this year. So Jay, if you're out there listening, you got to share your prize with Kyle this year. And once again, like I said, thanks everybody. Even the man down there in the bottom of the rankings that couldn't even break 100 total points, and that's our good buddy Slider Ballscock from IWS Radio, the only person to enter all their picks for a given week and go 0-13. So kudos to Slider for that, the great job on his part. And, you know, we'll be back again for the 2018 season and another round of the Bumwine Bob NFL Pick'em League. You know, we're already in the playoffs now. That wild card weekend is in the books. We had some great games, some upsets. We might possibly be doing some sort of a Bonewine Bob playoff pool. I haven't decided yet. I'll keep you guys posted. We'll try to get that. If we're going to do it, we'll get it out there and get it going before this weekend's games, before we get to the divisional round. So stay tuned and keep your eyes posted for that one. And, you know, the right around the corner as the football season ends, the college basketball season will start heating up, which means it'll be time for the annual BumwineBob.com Battle of the Booze tournament. We'll see. I got to get started. You know, it's, like I said, it's right around the corner. I got to start working on the brackets, getting the seeds out there. See if we can get some help from the people out there. See what kind of rankings people want and who they want to see. You know, after Colt 45 was the champion in 2017, we had MD 2020 as the champion in the short tournament of 2016. We'll see if we can expand it even more as we get into 2018. I forget how many beverages we had last year. I don't know if we went with the full 64 last year, but hey, we'll see. We'll make it happen. We'll make it work. I know you guys out there will enjoy it either way. And, you know, we'll start wrapping things up for you guys this week as we are back here live, but next week we will not be back here live. So next week you can enjoy a recorded episode of Bowling with Bobcat, but then we'll be back here live the rest of the month of January, 10 p.m. Eastern, sfdradio.com. And if you don't want to wait until I'm back live on sfdradio.com, I will be hanging out again on January the 18th with my good friends, the 8-Bit Bros, 9 p.m. Eastern on the WBLZ Media Network. We'll be hanging out, having a few drinks, shooting the breeze. Who the hell knows what those guys will drag me into. If you didn't get a chance to check me out on their show a few months back, make sure you do that. Tune in live when I'm with those guys. You know, head to the website, bumwinebob.com. Check us out. Tell your friends. Pick up a can of the Old Milwaukee as the bumwinebob.com beer of the week. And until next time, cheers.